streets. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated on traffic. Spring is coming at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Stocks rallied to more records after the Federal Reserve indicated it's still likely to deliver the cuts to interest rates this year that Wall Street craves. The S&P 500 rose 0.9%. The Dow gained 1%. The NASDAQ composite jumped 1.3%. All three indexes hit all-time highs. The fear coming into the day was that the Fed would trim the number of expected rate cuts this year because of some hot inflation data. But it's still penciling in 3. The Dow was up 401 points to finish at 39,512. The NASDAQ gained 202 points to 16,369. The S&P 500 added 46 points to 5224. New York oil fell $1.79 to $81.68 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
AC by Lou Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylouchoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Lou Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License 84417.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
This is Major General Mike Summerall, former Adjutant General of the Alabama National Guard, urging the Alabama State Legislature to pass the Veterans Access to Care Bill. Both VA medical facilities and private clinics are failing our veterans, who are dying by suicide at twice the rate of non-veterans and experiencing opioid overdoses in increasing numbers. This legislation will give veterans and their families access to specialized care they need and deserve.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
Today is March 20th, Extraterrestrial Abductions Day. If you claim to have been abducted by aliens, beamed aboard a spaceship, and returned to Earth, I would like to ask you some probing questions. Enjoy Extraterrestrial Abductions Day.
Especially you George Norrie fans.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Hope they're not mad I said that.
I kill you!
I guess they are.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel is determined to launch an offensive against Hamas in Rafah, Gaza's southernmost town, a plan that has raised global alarm because of the potential for harm to the hundreds of thousands of civilians sheltering there. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel can't achieve its goal of total victory against Hamas without tackling Rafah. Rafah is seen by Israel as Hamas's last major stronghold in the Gaza Strip, and Israel wants to dismantle Hamas's four battalions there. A fourth former Mississippi sheriff's deputy has been sentenced for his part in torturing two black men. Christian Deadman was sentenced Wednesday to 40 years in federal prison. On Wall Street, the Dow by 401 points, the NASDAQ rose 202, the S&P advanced 46. This is SRN News.
Progressive asks, what do a late-night pizza craving?
Pizza place.
Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
That's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Trish Regan provides the analysis you need each day on the Trish Regan Podcast on the Salem Podcast Network.
The Democrats keep getting this one wrong. They think that they can just flip states. Like suddenly all the Hispanics are going to vote for Joe Biden. And in fact, what you're actually seeing in places like Texas is Hispanics. They're overwhelmingly coming out in favor of Trump.
Subscribe to the Trish Regan Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Ah, shut up.
All right, thanks to virtual producer Mark Cumby. We have word of an accident, and he's on the Northern Boulevard, and he sent me a video clip. And here is the scoop on that. Bad wreck on the Northern Boulevard going east towards 231 coming out at the Budweiser intersection. Both lanes are blocked. So that's going to be a problem for a while. And then our friend Brian McMahon from Turf Stalkers. Car on fire south between Prattville exit and Northern Boulevard. So that's like right in the middle. So people coming into town, fortunately most of the flow is the other way. There are issues there. And Skipper's going to join us in a minute to give us additional information. 8 minutes after 5 o'clock. And don't forget, Bomb Hours after the show tonight. Make this the first time you come and join us. We really love to welcome newcomers. We're not a cult. It's fun. It's a night out. And the food's great, and it's priced reasonably. The Inflation Bites menu has multiple options that you'll love. We'd love to see you there. Papa B.
Hey, Greg.
How you doing?
Hey.
You know, there were, Trump did say one thing that once upon a time that really stuck with me, and that is the truth is like a force of nature. The truth is going to come out sooner or later. Even if you bury it or shade it, it's going to happen.
Right.
There was this lawyer in Michigan that found where the Dominion machines had been accessed by foreign sources during the election. And just as soon as she sent the information into law enforcement, they came in and, I mean, they squashed her. And, in fact, you know, this little story on CNN here, you know, first thing they do is they describe her as a pro-Trump lawyer. Well, okay, but, you know, in reality, she's just one of Trump's lawyers.
Well, and that's so generally the idea. When you hire a lawyer, you expect him to be on your side, right?
How stupid is that? Then she did something kind of extraordinary. She turned the documents into law enforcement. She turned them into a sheriff, which, you know, is probably the wisest thing to do because, you know, good and well, the feds aren't going to do anything with it. They already know. And they're already in on it, really.
Right, of course.
So, you know, then they went ahead and described the little sheriff there as a pro-Trump sheriff. Well, blah, blah, blah. You know, still stigmatizing, trying to, you know, throw shade on people. And later on in the story, you know, she said, she had claimed that she found evidence where Serbian forces had access the election during that time. And so CNN beautifully came on, the feds came on and said, well, that's xenophobia. I don't care if it's xenophobia. I just want to know if it's true.
Everything's a phobia. You're right. You know, you're absolutely right on the principle of the truth. And thank you for the call, Papa B. My metaphor has always been, and it's kind of juvenile, but I don't care. It's the fart under the comforter. It's there, and it's going to come out at some point. You can pretend it's not there, you can hide it, and maybe you can get away with that for a while, but eventually the stink of that truth is going to be known. And that's the way it works with the truth. The problem is, when it comes to the truth we need out there, it takes for freaking ever. Because we have so little media. We have no advocacy. I'm kind of confident the number of people who are waking up to this reality is growing. I saw my friend Bobby Clark today. Everything I know about bowling, I've learned from Bobby Clark. I've learned actually a lot from Bobby Clark, from Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. And I had a conversation with him because Bobby and Rick Clark, when I needed a new AC unit, they came to the house and they had several different options for us. And they recommended the middle option the most because they said this one will absolutely provide a better result. It's more consumer friendly and it'll save you more money on energy. I trust these guys. I always have. So I went with that middle option. It cost me a few more dollars, but we got a brand new AC system in the house. And at the time they installed it, I had gone on budget billing because the old unit's power drainage was so massive. We were getting bills $200 to $300 a month higher than normal. So I started out budget billing with Alabama Power and Light. And I can prove this. I could put it on Facebook if you want. But I started out around $395 a month. It soon thereafter dropped to $375, then $349. Then it went to $295 and $249. And this month, it was $212. That's incredible to me.
Yeah.
It just keeps getting lower. And if it gets below two, the drinks are on me at Bob Miller's with all that money I'm saving. And I love the system. It's got a digital display. When you want it to heat to a certain number or cool, you just tap it, put the number you want, and it just does its thing. It goes to work immediately. And if you want a quick cool down, you'll get it. And if you need a quick warm up, you'll get it. It's really a state-of-the-art system. But it's paying for itself. That's the point I'm trying to make. Now, Clark's will help you service the system you have. With the Clark's Club membership, two annual tune-ups are coming out to my house Monday to work on the unit I bought from them. If you were to do that a la carte with any company, it would cost you much more than that. And you also get with that membership the word now. So if something happens, it's a machine, it can break, who knows? They're on the way. And that's what you want to know. When you have a heating, AC, or plumbing problem, their plumbers are so talented and they know their stuff. You want to know now that somebody's going to be on the way to address this ASAP. That's worth $180. Two tune-ups. An immediate service when there's a problem. Oh, yeah, that's one of the best deals in town. Support the comfort and infrastructure of your home with a membership with Clark's 277-2125. Tell Melanie I said, hey, you're a goddess. And you can look up more information at clarkcomfort.com. Their Alabama certification number is 99004. Brent will be joining us shortly, and we have questions for him today.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24.
This April, spring into mountains of fun during our Winning Rovers giveaway at Wind Creek Wetumpka. You have two chances to win big, so come play throughout March and April to earn entries. The excitement begins at 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th, and again on Saturday, April 27th, when you can win cash, free play, or drive off in a 2024 Land Rover Defender. Exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855
Hi, everybody. Good news. Temperatures are starting to moderate, and even the nights are not going to be quite as cold. Partly cloudy tonight with the overnight low temperature in the mid-40s. I've got us around 45. Tomorrow high in the low to mid-70s, a sun and cloud mix, and scattered showers returning to the forecast Thursday night and then through Friday. But the good news is we'll be dry this weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You are so dorky.
He is dorky, you know?
What it is, Big Mama. My mama raised no dummies. I dug a rap.
All right, just making sure you understand. Man, there's a lot of carnage on the roads again. Madison Avenue, I'm looking for more details on that. We already mentioned Northern Boulevard, eastbound towards 231 at the Budweiser entrance. Lane's blocked there. We'll talk to Skipper in just a bit. And right now, we welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors. And I need to begin with a question, Brant.
Yeah, buddy, go ahead.
So, as you said, the Fed meeting today, they're going to keep interest rates where they are, which is a dubious decision. But they hinted that there will be more cuts, or at least three cuts, down the road, closer to election time. The market has a huge rally based on this. I don't see how, in any way, shape, or form, that's ethical. That they can promise to cut rates when they have no idea where inflation's going to go in the months ahead. And it doesn't appear to be going down. So the floor is yours. Tell me.
Well, no, I appreciate that, Greg. You're right. And I would also add to that. I would tell you this. In fact, a number of my colleagues in the Bloomberg chat, my good buddy Larry McDonald included, several others that we talk about on the show, the word that's going around today is they've dubbed today as the day that the dollar died.
Wow.
Yeah, it's sort of interesting. The reason that's the case is because not only is the Federal Reserve caving and telegraphing three rate cuts, but they're also caving on the quantitative tightening program. You know, this is the program where they've been allowing their balance sheet to run off. And let me just give you a quick little background on that. So back in the 08 and 09 financial crisis, we know the Fed created money out of thin air. That's quantitative easing. They used trillions of dollars of newly printed money to go out in the marketplace with like a sponge, and they bought up all the junk and all the cruddy paper that was gunking up the financial system in order to allow the system to work again or work again more quickly. And so they've been holding all this paper for so long, and part of what QT is allowing a lot of this stuff to go back into the system. And in other words, it's the opposite effect of soaking up paper. They're soaking up money. What they're saying is they're gonna stop that. They're gonna stop the quantitative tightening. This is and I will tell you, it's interesting because we've been telegraphing to the listeners that Janet Yellen, you know, really was holding this over his head. With the way they were coming to the auctions, doing treasuries, which has never been done before, with over half of their borrowings in 1-year T-bills or less in maturity. which had the artificial an impact of artificially jacking up T-bill rates above the rate that the Fed pays on bank reserves. Anyway, that's a whole nother complex discussion. But the bottom line is they caved. They have absolutely caved. Janet Yellen today announced in a surprise move that they're not going to be borrowing as much in the T-bill market anymore. And it's because that he cried uncle. And this is what I've been talking about for the last many weeks. Now, the average person across this country has no idea what I'm talking about. But this is real surefire political games like we have never seen before. And if you think about it, you've got a government that is borrowing hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars in order to pay the bills. This economy is an extremely leveraged system. It's a debt economy. It's a debt economy from the government all the way down to the consumer. And they're playing shell games with money, and they basically have forced the Fed into this. And so who knows? The Fed has announced three rate cuts sometime this year, all the while we're looking at inflation beginning to reignite. We see what's happening with crude oil. And they're also caving on the quantitative tightening program. So this smells to the high heavens, and therefore you come around, you look at the action in the dollar today, and it's getting smacked. I think it's probably going a lot lower. This is going to create an inflation problem, but it won't happen until the end of the year after the election, I'm sure. But this is politics, man, and this is how the game is played, except this game's being played on steroids, and it's never been done to this level before.
Well, it's her. I don't think you need to be, and I appreciate it because people need to know what you know in a way that we can relate to. And I am hardly, I know a small fraction of what you do, but when I saw that today, the headline that, there's probably going to be three more rate cuts when they have no idea. I mean, inflation went up. The numbers went up last month. How do they know it's going to go down and justify cutting the rate? They don't. They just want to get Joe Biden back in. And you're right. This is unprecedented. And it's wrong.
It's absolutely unprecedented. We've got horrible retail sales numbers. But then again, we've also got price reacceleration. You look at what's been going on with jobs and these jobs reports and the industrial manufacturing numbers, all the revisions they keep. You know, they get a real glowing headline. They come back after that. They revise the prior month lower.
Yep.
It's never talked about, never discussed. There's a lot of head scratching going on in my community, by the world I live in, around the country, as to the government's actions, the way they're responding in a political year. And not to even mention all the other stuff, the shenanigans that we've spoken about so much with the migrant situation and other things they're doing, the rule of law, where they're just basically throwing it into the ocean and acting like the Constitution doesn't even exist. It's really something else. And you're exactly right. We have no idea where these inflation numbers are going to be. But for now, the Fed, keep in mind, the Fed has not done anything yet. They're just simply saying they anticipate doing this.
Mm-hmm.
The jury's still out. I'm sure that Congress is going to be pounding him over the head when he goes back before Congress in about 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be asking a bunch of very, very tough questions of him.
Let's hope.
That's where we stand today. And as you can imagine, the market's up. We were green across the board. This was well applauded by Wall Street. Because anytime you continue to pump money in the system at the rate they're going and you start talking about making the cost of capital cheaper, that just juices the system even more. So,
well, Brant, we appreciate your time this afternoon, and we'll see what tomorrow brings. But thank you.
Absolutely, buddy.
Brant,
hey, y'all have a good evening.
You too, my friend. Brett McDonald from Invista Advisors.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Some people call the stock market gambling, and there's always a risk. And sadly, for some who know that their need for a new car is going to have to be solved in the pre-owned car market, they tend to look at it with the same jaded point of view. But I need to tell you that Jack Ingram Select used cars, a family dealership, by the way, that has probably done the best job of anybody in vetting cars before they resell them. Their commitment to not resell somebody else's troubles has always been rock solid. But they've added additional protections for you, the consumer, so when you go to Jack Ingram Select, no matter what price range you're shopping in, from under $10,000 to as high as you want to go on a wide array of vehicles, they are backing up these products with the factory certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select program that includes Ford, Chevys, Jeeps, domestics, imports, all with a factory warranty. Each car must pass an 84-point engine inspection by certified technicians to ensure that it meets the manufacturer's standards. And those are high. They take the guesswork out of buying it. The pre-owned vehicle you buy at Jack Ingram Select is inspected, reconditioned, comes with roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, a limited warranty so you can drive with confidence. So all you really need to worry about is the vehicle. Pick it out. They've got 25 lending partners to get you done. And by the way, you get the Carfax Vehicle History Report with that and rental car reimbursement for the duration of the warranty period. I don't know there's anything else they could do to make you more confident in the pre-owned products you're looking at than they do at Jack Ingram Select on the Boulevard, jackingramselect.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
There is a lot happening on the roads. Here's Skipper.
Well, we have a situation on I-65 southbound, about a mile past Cobbs Ford Road as you're heading into Montgomery, a vehicle fire. Fire department is on the way to help those folks out, but there are a lot of smoke there on 65 southbound. We've also got an accident at Montgomery, Perry Hill Road at Carnbrook. That's going to be south of Carmichael as you head towards Vaughn. Watch out for those vehicles there. We also had an accident reported earlier, Northern Boulevard and Emery Falmer Boulevard. We believe they got those three vehicles out of the roadway, but use caution. And on Highway 31, as you approach Alpha Springs Road on your way to I-65 above Prattville, we have an accident there, a moderate crash, but we're not seeing any lane blockage or any problems there. But use caution. Busy all over the place this afternoon. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. 10 massive casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns, highly addictive cell phone betting, and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep Alabama a great place to live and work and raise our families. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Eagle Forum, Alabama.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, Morgan Freeman's Springtime Memories.
March 24th, 1976. I was fishing in a lake when my reel started spinning wildly. After a few minutes, I finally snapped my line back, and a giant rainbow catfish with neon eyes and laser whiskers landed on my boat with a thud. He looked at me and said, "Mr. Freeman, I'll give you $1 million if you return me to the lake." But I didn't. Instead, I mounted him on my wall. And to this day, he serves as a reminder to never go fishing after I drop acid.
That was another of Morgan Freeman's springtime memories.
Wow, that's triggering some tough memories for me. It's a story I've told before. I'm going to give you the abridged version.
Oh, the fish story?
Yeah,
oh.
With Dad.
I know, that's heartbreaking.
Fishing bridge in Yellowstone Park. It's a big bridge. There's tons of trout down there. There's like 100 people lined up with a line going down 20 feet into the water. And my line gets a jerk, a second jerk, and then I've got one. And this was a sizable trout. And I don't know how old I was, 10, 12, something like that. And I reel this sucker up, and he's fighting every inch for his life.
Yeah.
And I pull him over the top rail, and I'm getting cheered by the other people that are fishing. And then, now what? Well, Dad says we're going to eat it, so you have to kill it, Gregory Benjamin. That's not in my nature.
Yeah.
Well, how do we do that, Dad? Well, beat his head against the cement bench. And I'm thinking, I don't want to do that. That's going to hurt. Well, they're cold-blooded, so they don't feel pain. And I delivered a couple of mighty... He's still wiggling for his life. And I really wanted to toss him over the side of the bridge back into the water. He was removed from the hook and taken somewhere else. He may have been dinner that night. I don't know. But...
You probably never went trout fishing again.
I can't remember that I did.
Yeah. I wouldn't have.
5:33 on News Talk 93.1 FM. There is a ton of stuff happening on our roads. We're going back to Skipper for an update.
Well, we have a situation on I-65 southbound, about a mile past Cobbs Ford Road as you're heading into Montgomery, a vehicle fire. Fire department is on the way to help those folks out, but there's a lot of smoke there on 65 southbound. We've also got an accident at Montgomery, Perry Hill Road at Carnbrook. That's going to be south of Carmichael as you head towards Vaughan. Watch out for those vehicles there. We also had an accident reported earlier, Northern Boulevard and Emery Falmer Boulevard. We believe they got those three vehicles out of the roadway, but use caution. And on Highway 31, as you approach Alpha Springs Road on your way to I-65 above Prattville, we have an accident there, a moderate crash, but we're not seeing any lane blockage or any problems there. But use caution. Busy all over the place this afternoon. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
All right, the musical is not dead. We're going to discuss those with Miss Murray, our movie maven, coming up next.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. New Alabama football coach Kalen DeBoer has received an 8-year contract worth at least $87 million. And the school also gave basketball coach Nate Oates and athletic director Greg Byrne raises and extensions. The 49-year-old Kalen DeBoer is set to make $10 million in his first year as Bama's head coach. The Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries is launching an effort to provide hay for Texas cattle producers who have suffered losses due to wildfires in the Texas Panhandle. The Alabama Trucking Association stepped up to provide transportation of the donated hay to Texas. The Black College World Series will return to Montgomery for a fourth time this season. The BCWS will take place in downtown Montgomery at Riverwalk Stadium on May 8th through 11th. The capital city will welcome 8 historically black colleges and universities to the tournament. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Good news. Temperatures are starting to moderate, and even the nights are not going to be quite as cold. Partly cloudy tonight with the overnight low temperature in the mid-40s. I've got us around 45. Tomorrow high in the low to mid-70s, a sun and cloud mix. Then scattered showers returning to the forecast Thursday night and then through Friday. But the good news is we'll be dry this weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Movie Maven Miss Murray is brought to you by AMS Studios in Prattville. Relax, refresh, and renew with AMS. Look for more information at ams-studios.com. And now, she's not only our movie maven, but our musical maven today. Good. Oh, let's greet her properly, please.
Good afternoon, Miss Murray.
And how are you?
Great. Good afternoon to you.
I think this is really cool that you pick musicals to talk about today because there are some that are timeless, and I'm going to let you take it from here. Which ones did you want to discuss today?
Well, over the weekend, I got to see a beautiful rendition of The Sound of Music put on by the Trinity Christian School of Opelika, Alabama.
How cool.
It was really, really good.
That's a big project for a school to take on, and they did a nice job with that, huh?
It was enormous. I mean, the thing was 3 hours long. I think they only had one weekend's worth of performances, so I don't know how long they had to rehearse to just do those couple of shows, but it was great.
And, of course, the movie still exists with some of the greatest songs ever made, and maybe the best female vocalist ever, Julie Andrews, who I actually saw in concert, and that was quite the experience. Just I'm a little old-fashioned here and there. Where can people see The Sound of Music on streaming these days?
You can watch it on Hulu. I think you can also pay for it on Prime, and it's on Disney Plus if you have that.
And another classic here that was just remade, I believe, by Steven Spielberg, West Side Story.
Yes. I talked a little bit about this one day with Jacqueline because she didn't even know that there was a new one, but a lot of people consider West Side Story their absolute favorite musical of all time. I would encourage you to give the remake a shot because it is really excellent as well.
You know, I did not see that either. I did know that they had done one. It wasn't a big box office sensation, but the music, again, stands the test of time. In fact, some of us older people still have cable. And Dave Carter is one of the hosts on Turner Classic Movies, and he specializes in these things. And when you look at the production, the choreography, and everything else that goes into these, they're really, really impressive, especially when the music is as strong as it is in West Side Story. But what's your personal favorite?
I actually have a relationship with the movie, what was it called?
Rocky Horror Picture Show? Are you?
Rocky Horror Picture Show. I used to go to see it in the walk-in the theater when I was still in high school, and they had a midnight showing, and my parents maybe didn't know that's where I was, but...
I think that's the only time that movie is shown is at midnight.
Well, it used to be. Now they consider it a Halloween movie, and everybody's putting it on a Halloween, and it's not a Halloween movie. I mean, it's really not. But it's a cult classic, and it's an excellent, amazing movie, and it's got all those same favorite songs that you want to sing when you're not at the movie end.
Can I be honest with you here? That's what intimidated. Now, I'm not criticizing it. I'm just saying I've never seen it because I had a buddy in Florida that went to see it whenever it was playing in theaters because he loved to participate. That's the kind of experience it is it not?
Yes. You bring supplies like rice and a newspaper, and you have little lines that you shout that aren't part of the movie. And once you go to it enough times, you learn all of the funny lines.
Would it be accurate?
And the first time you go to it and you haven't seen it in the theater with the actors, you're called a Rocky Horror Virgin.
I guess I'm still a Rocky Horror version, but that part of it kind of intimidated me. But would it be fair to say that this is the first interactive entertainment? You know, we see it now all the time with games and so forth, but this experience was ahead of its time.
I don't know if it was the first. I imagine back in Shakespeare's days, there was some audience
participation. Oh, yeah. I was thinking more like within the last 100 years, my lifetime.
I can't say for sure, but it is one of the only ones I know of where you actually bring props to the theater.
I got an idea. I think I will look into this. I think I will see if we can't arrange a showing of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and we'll make a listener event out of it. That way I can go and be among my people and not feel nervous about what I'm supposed to do. Am I correct? Fun. Susan Sarandon was in that?
Oh, yeah. She was very young. She was in her underwear most of the time.
Oh, in her underwear. Who else was in that that movie? And
well, where could Tim Curry is the star, and he's the real reason that that movie is so great.
Okay. And where can people find that on streaming?
That one, I think it's on Apple, Prime, and Disney Channel. Disney Plus.
That's funny. That's
and
one of those...
Else I wanted to mention...
Sure.
Another thing that I just found out yesterday, that they're making a remake of the Joker movie that had Joaquin Phoenix, and it's pretty violent and pretty insane. The remake, or not the remake, but the sequel, is going to be a musical with Lady Gaga.
Well, that will be worth a look, I suppose. Sounds like a different approach.
I will watch it.
In fact, let's tease ahead to Friday because we're going to be discussing new ideas because a massive survey was done of people under the age of 30 wanting to know, what do you want to go to the theater to see? What will make you, you know, pay 10, 12 bucks for a ticket, buy popcorn and soda? And they were very specific to the fact that they're tired of the same regurgitated ideas over and over. We've got a brand new Ghostbusters coming out tomorrow. I could care less. The original was okay. I like that. But man, now we got to have one done with women. That was a bomb. New ideas seem to be very rare. So I'm looking forward to that conversation.
Yeah, me too. That'll be fun.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again.
Always. We'll see you Friday. It is 5:44 on News Talk 93.1 FM. That's one area where I absolutely agree. Hollywood's going to have to change. And these franchises, they're starting to wear their welcome thin, too. This last spiderweb thing, yeah. You know, it was a that was like money in the bank. That's no longer the case. They're getting killed. on some of the more recent releases because people are tired of it. It's give me something different. How about a new idea, Hollywood? And stay out of our politics, please. We'd appreciate it. Thank you for your attention to this matter. It's 5:44. In other matters that involve life, two things that affect men as we mature, erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. Denying it, nobody wants to admit it. Putting it off, being ashamed about it is totally unproductive. And the real shame is doing nothing when there are options available, and the best one being Montgomery Men's Health. You don't like going to the doctor, but Montgomery Men's Health is unlike any other visit to the doctor. It's a clinic that, first of all, celebrates your privacy, and it's got an incredible staff, and you'll immediately realize how ununique your situation is and that there are solutions for it. Unmotivated, lack of energy, always feeling tired, unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in sex drive, or maybe you just feel like you're in a fog all day long, could very much be an issue involving low testosterone, but you can fight back. As you age, doctors now recommend for men starting at age 18 an annual check on the testosterone level and PSA number for prostate health. This is all stuff that I've learned from the team over there. Hannah, what a great group of folks. A lot of guys suffer from low T and don't even realize it, but it affects the quality of life big time. Now, here's your solution. At Montgomery Men's Health, for $99, they will give you a testosterone-based lab workup and a consultation, which means you not only get the result, but you get a plan, because if the number is low, there are ways to fix it. Real medical solutions for a real medical condition. That's why I say doing nothing, you don't have to live with this. You don't have to live with that low energy. You'll get back better gains in the gym. Mental clarity, even better sleep. Weight loss, that's something else that they can help you with at Montgomery Men's Health. And of course, increased libido. And you can book the same day that you call. The number is 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go online to montgomerymenshealth.com. Because today would be a good day to start feeling amazing again.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's from Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at 3 special at lunch, 2 great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe 3-piece bands or 4-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score. score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt-out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now, you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our March 31-day sales event, you can save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Just text FRONT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text FRONT to 200-300 to save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Hurry, this incredible 31-day sales offer is only in March. Text FRONT to 200-300. Text the word FRONT to 200-300. FRONT to 200-300.
It's the first full day of spring. Couldn't resist. And we've been celebrating with Morgan Freeman all day.
And now, Morgan Freeman's springtime memories.
April 11th, 1999. I was on an egg hunt with my grandson when he said, "If Santa lives in the North Pole, where does the Easter Bunny live?" Instead of admitting that I had no freaking clue, I looked him in the eye and said, "Dubuque, Iowa." He smiled and said, "Thanks, Pawpaw." That day, I learned something I will never forget. Kids are stupid.
That was another of Morgan Freeman's springtime memories.
Well, I really personally don't see why the Easter Bunny couldn't live in Dubuque, because Cary Grant died in Keokuk. Think about that. This legendary actor, Mr. Swaven de Boner, right? From England, he, you know, starred in everything from screwball comedies to some of Hitchcock's better stuff, like North by Northwest. And it ends in Keokuk, Iowa. That just, still to this day, strikes me as somewhat inappropriate for him.
Small town.
I'm not going to Keokuk.
Looking a little bit better on Perry Hill Road. We had a pretty bad accident. If you're on Perry Hill headed from I-85 and Carmichael over to Vaughn Road, going to be in your lane. They have one lane open now. They are trying to clear that accident. Traffic was backed up all the way across the bridges earlier. We've still got a vehicle on the side of the road, I-65 southbound, about a mile past Cobbsford Road as you're heading into Montgomery. There was a vehicle fire there. There's actually a couple of vehicles there now. They've got all lanes back open there, but watch out for folks walking around. A lot of folks on the side of the road. Everywhere else around Montgomery, we've got light, especially moderate traffic. We're still a bit busy on all of our feeder roads out of Montgomery. 231 to Wetumpka, Highway 331, Troy Highway. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. Worth the drive to McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 on I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
So yesterday we had pretty much ideal weather. At least it was clear.
Yeah.
Perfect today. Yet we have had an incredible number of accidents both days with lengthy delays waiting for police at all of them because we don't have enough. But I have to ask the question. And the question is this.
What the hell is wrong with you all?
What is it? This happens a lot when there's bad weather. There might be an accident or two. But pretty much everybody is aware of the weather, so they're taking their time. Or they're taking a little extra time to get where they need to go. But on a day like this, I guess people in this beautiful weather, their mind has wanders off to another place and start having daydreams in the car. And before you know it, your nose is up the back end of somebody else's vehicle. Even a head-on today. That one on Madison was a head-on. Yeah. Injuries and so forth. And I'll remind you again, 27 Rick with a W, Montgomery Paint and Body, but Donnie Turner does not want you to be in an accident.
Yep.
I know that's counter productive to his business model, but that's him. It is 5:54 on News Talk 93.1 FM. As long as we're talking cars, let's talk Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. Having a place you can take your vehicle with confidence, knowing they've got great diagnostics in-house, top-notch certified technicians who know what they're doing, or maybe you just need an oil change, you know, basic maintenance. We fall behind on that stuff because we just don't have time. Well, Don Duncan takes your excuses away. If you need a lift to your office or work, just ask. They're happy to do it. If you just want to drop your car off, they'll get you where you need to go, and they'll get you back with your car. If you work downtown, the location at 408 Madison is perfect. Or in the Millbrook, Prattville, Titus, even Deedsville. The one on Mount Duncan in Millbrook is perfect for you. You not only have a beautiful scenic view, but Mitch Duncan and his team are there to take great care of you. And serving southeastern Montgomery from Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Each location, by the way, stacked and often overstacked. Is that a word? Or am I thinking overstocked? With major name brand tires they acquire on a wholesale basis directly from the manufacturers. It's like Georgia Floors Direct does with carpeting. So you get a price, the best price, and it includes installation. No games, no gimmicks, just great customer service and reliable outcomes. Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire, and look for them on Facebook.
It's the best sale of the season at Kafco's Spring Open House this week. Save on home decor, floral supplies, and gifts, or find inspiration for your home in our new spring merchandise. Visit daily for door prices, new deals, and surprises throughout the store. Saturday, enjoy music by Brian Brantley 11 to 1, and stay for our designer demonstrations at 1. Shop our spring open house for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing this week, 9 to 5 p.m. at Kafco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
I need some good news.
Are you ready for some good news? Are you ready for some good news, man?
Well, some good news.
Well, I have some good news.
Really? Good news?
Tell them the good news.
Spit it out!
We have two good news for you. Number one, the state of Texas took $8.5 billion from Larry Fink's BlackRock in a massive blow against the scam of ESG. Good for Texas. And now, for the rest of the good news, we turn to another movie maven for the moment, and that's Rosie.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Rob Reiner made a documentary called The Rise of Christian Nationalism. And they were on social media and all over on all the news channels pumping this thing up.
Right.
Well, guess what it made? $38,415 in 85 theaters over 4 days.
You are a meathead.
Yeah. Which averages $451 a theater over 4 days, which is incredibly low.
You know, time reveals the truth on everything. And that character in All of the Family was used to push leftist views. Everything that knucklehead, and he wrote a lot of those scripts and wrote a lot of his Beelzebub schmears into those scripts, over time has proven to be total crap. And he's still, this is what, you cannot fix a liberal. They cannot be cured. It's a disease. It's a mental illness. There is no healing. He's still pushing the same garbage. At least now, maybe he paid a price for his stupidity.
I hope so.
Christian, yeah, God forbid. Maybe that's counterproductive. But Lord help us if people who believe in God are the greatest threat to the United States of America.
Yeah, really.
That's the world we live in. It's totally upside down and almost irredeemably stupid.
Bye, sexy.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
We're going to leave here immediately. We're going to head straight to Baumhauer's. Come and join us for our Wednesday night gathering. Great group. We're looking for some first-time visitors, too. Enjoy items from the Inflation Bites menu. I'm Bianca Rosie Brock. Thanks for tuning in. See you in the morning with Rich Thomas and Jay Scott. Thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchacho.
successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.